找一个舒适的姿势躺下，慢慢的闭上眼，眼睛轻轻的合上，就想将你与外面的世界隔离开，让你的身体自然的躺在你所想的位置上。你的呼吸慢慢的调整为腹部呼吸，你的呼吸慢慢的放轻松，你有可能感觉到自己的呼吸越来越深，越来越慢，越来越深。现在你感觉到你的呼吸越来越深，越来越慢，越来越深，越来越慢。在你的身体慢慢的进入状态的时候，你听着我的声音，即便一些吵杂的声音闯入你的耳里，外界的喧闹声，这些噪音却离你越来越远，就像那些所有的一切轻轻的慢慢的。或者这些声音可以协助你更自然地进入到催眠的状态中，你的意识有时徘徊在你的身体的感觉上，有时徘徊在我的声音上，我的音量和我的声音的旋律上，你的意识任凭自己失去控制，完全听任自己去体验着放松的感觉，让这舒服的感觉透过你的脸，包裹住你脸上的所有肌肉，静静地当这份轻松蔓延到身体的所有肌肉，同时你感觉到一些不同的感受从身体里显露出来，你的每一次呼吸都是在消灭那些令人不安的想法和黑暗的画面，这些都将被那些舒适的感觉代替，你全身的肌肉都被这种舒适的感觉包围，静静地随着这种舒适的感觉，你的身体变沉了，越来越沉，你感觉这种重量好像很舒服地把你的身体浸入到你躺着的地方，沉得舒服，就像所有的烦恼、忧虑和不舒适都被减轻了。在你的身体和精神很进入舒服的状态下，你现在可能要做个选择，你是要选感到自己是放松的，或者是选自己可以放松的感觉，还是让你的身体放松的去感觉。当你利用这种放松的感觉带给你快乐的时候，你的思想和你的身体记得要让自己比刚才更深入的放松，除非你不让你的潜意识去调整你的放松程度。为了加强这种放松状态，为了更好地享受这深度的放松，让你的身体得到更多的感觉，这种放松的感觉继续它的进度，它延续到你的手臂，任凭它直达手臂的肌肉里，你的手肘、你的前臂、你的手腕，直到你的手和你的每一个手指尖，你的手臂变得越来越沉，很沉。你感到一种失重的感觉，沉得舒服，你的双腿变得放松，很沉，沉得足够可以保证你继续的更深入的放松，静静的，你的大腿，你的膝盖，你的双腿，直至你的脚，你的脚踝，你的脚跟和你的每个脚趾头都全部的很彻底的放松。当你的身体继续的放松着、更新着、修复着， 恢复着的时候，你的神经系统也可能在休眠着，让它放松着，和让所有的细胞可以更新着。而在你的脑休息的时候，你慢慢地滑进着变化中的意识区，在这里这些脑电波都变得缓慢，而你安静地进入你的内心深处，就像你用眼睛往里看，接替着往里看，还越进越深。你喜欢这种深度的宁静和舒适在你的身体里安置的感觉，它好像在你的身体里却又软，就像你的潜意识在更新着它。这种放松的状态，深深的放松感布满全身，慢慢的越来越深，也越来越慢。现在你的身体和你的精神都在休眠中，你的潜意识却是醒着的，可以听到所有的催眠指令。你可以听到我从十数到一，轻轻的、慢慢的数，可以让你信下去，信得更深。你的脑动电波的节奏，为了达到一个慢的节奏、有意的节奏、一个催眠的节奏，十、九、八，数字越小，脑波越慢。七、六、五，在这半放松和半催眠状态下，四、三，快要迷睡了，催眠后的二、一。
How questions. Glossary. All is well that ends well. Everything. All right. Have on one's mind. Quite. Unexpected. To happen.To party, a cousin, then, to drive, drove, driven, to drive home, tipsy, should, more than, to handle, especially, if, to mean, to know, new, known.Would, past form of will, to puke, however, but, to throw, through, thrown, to throw up, the next morning, to pick someone up, what for, to give someone a ride, the hospital, to wake, woke,Woken, large, a spot, a body, oh my God, thank God, close to, next to, speed limits, to allow, examined, diagnosed with, meningitis, a health condition,To treat, to recover, slowly, still, in shock, understandably, to get better, even, to swear, never, alcohol, although, related. To be scared for life. So, to want to plus verb. To act upon. Just. To happen to someone. To blame. To criticize. Negation plus either. To mean to plus verb. To visit. No matter what. To jeopardize. Someone else. Driving. Drunk. When emotional. How far? From her place. A mile away. A mile. To drive, drove, driven. As fast as. Could. Past form of can. How fast? When plus adjective. To end well. To keep calm. To stay alert. I will. From now on. To be right. Good. Grammar. How questions. Basic how questions. A lot of basic questions in English. A lot of basic questions in English use how plus adjectives. Example. How old are you? I'm 26 years old. How tall are you? I'm 5 feet 2 inches about. How often do you go to the gym? I go twice a week. Other common how questions. A lot of other common how questions use how followed by an adjective to build up questions related to quantity. How much is this book? It's $25.99. How many kilometers in 1 mile? The answer is 1.609344. Distance. How far is Los Angeles from New York? It's 3,940 kilometers or 2,448 miles away from New York. Depth. How deep is Lake Michigan? Lake Michigan averages 279 feet deep and is 925 feet at its deepest point. Width. How wide is Lake Michigan? It is approximately 118 miles wide. Length and duration. How long is Lake Michigan? It is 307 miles long. It is the only Great Lake located entirely in the United States. How long does it take to go there? It takes half an hour. Height measures in English. There are the imperial units used to measure someone's height. The equivalents in centimeters are listed in the chart below. A foot is equal to 30.48 centimeters. An inch is equal to 2.54 centimeters. Distance measures in English. Distance. We use another method of measurement to assess distance. 1 mile is equal to 1.609344 kilometers. 1 yard is equal to 0.9144 meters. Velocity. We use miles to assess speed. Miles per hour. MPH is equal to miles per hour. KPH is equal to kilometers per hour. If you want to convert MPH into KPH, here is the formula. KPH is equal to MPH times 1.609344. And now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. All is well that ends well.
Sarah, is everything all right?
Yes, thank you. I just had something on my mind.
What is it? Do you want to talk about it?
Well, it is quite unexpected.
What happened?
I partied with my cousin last week. Then I drove her home because she was tipsy.
You shouldn't drink more than you can handle, especially if you're a girl.
It happens. I mean, I knew she would probably puke, which she did. However, she threw up the whole night. The next morning, she called me to pick her up.
What for?
To give her a ride to the hospital. She woke up with large black spots on her body.
Oh my God!
Thank God she lives close to a hospital.
How far is it?
From her place, about 10 miles away. I drove as fast as I could.
How fast?
More than the speed limits allow. At the hospital, she was examined and diagnosed with meningitis.
Is that her condition? How is she?
Well, they're treating her now, and she is slowly recovering. My family is still in shock.
Understandably.
I know. She is getting better. She even swears she'll never drink alcohol, although the two aren't related.
She was scared for her life, so she wants to act upon what just happened to her. You can't blame her. You can't criticize her either.
I don't mean to. I'm visiting her after class.
No matter what happens, you should not jeopardize your life or someone else's. Driving when drunk or emotional usually doesn't end well. Keep calm, stay alert, or call the ambulance.
I will, from now on. You're right.
Good.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.